me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley VB, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. It's 7 a.m. We pray that you've given your life to the Lord. And if so, like I said, please contact us so we can send you that material. And also want to let you know that we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone and contact us so that we might be able to be involved in that which concerns you. Okay, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. And we have been bringing you new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists. On this last set, you heard Freddie Rodriguez with You Save the Day. Jonathan and Jason Nelson teamed up with Everything You Are. Jonathan McReynolds and India Ari with Whole, W-H-O-L-E. Erica Campbell with You Are. And we just concluded the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray you have come, and please give us a call so we can send that material. 855-915-WMFO. You need to know what to do now that you're giving your life to Christ. So you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send it out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. Like I said, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. You can call in your prayer requests or your praise reports at any time. Also, 855-915-WMFO. And I invite many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. Donna Lawrence teaming up with Yolanda Adams here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Best for Last.
Ooh, yeah. Just want to encourage you, remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say, say it like
nothing harm you.
And although you may think
that your time has passed, God's only
saving the best for last. Your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
With you,
share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you, I know you feel,
yeah.
Your time has passed.
Teaming up with Yolanda Adams here on Sounds of Praise, the best for last, and that sounded so nice. I'm going to go back and play that one twice. Message of encouragement for those of you out there who are going through. Keep holding on. You haven't seen the best of God's blessings yet.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Just want to encourage you. Remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say it.
Plans to prosper.
Say it like that.
Nothing harm yeah. you.
And although you may think
that your time has passed, God's only
saving the best. Greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
I have a word to share with you.
Share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you.
Right.
Every step forward, 10 steps back, you'll
Come on, say it for
last.
I like it when you say it like
your future,
yeah,
greater than your past.
Tri-City, come on, join.
Yolanda Adams, our princess here on Sounds of Praise, and the best for last. 7:14, Sounds of Praise time. I'm going to squeeze in one more song before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. This is Anita Wilson and Jesus Will. Yes, He will. He will do whatever is best for you.
Jesus will.
Wilson here on Sounds of Praise. Jesus will. And that, again, sounded so nice. I said, we got to go back and get another slice. Jesus will do that which is right and pleasing in his sight, and will be a blessing to you and flow out from your life to be a blessing in other lives as well. Come on, Anita, sing some more for us. Yes, from the album Gospel's Best Songs of Hope, Anita Wilson in Jesus Will. Amen, amen, amen. 7:24 is the Sounds of Praise time. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 855-915-WMFO. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Prayer Changes Things, followed by Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And for your prayer request, your praise report, number to call, 855-915-WMFO.
Changes things.
I really change things.
I know
that I know that I know it
changes things.
Yes, it does. In the middle of the night when I can't fall asleep. Wondering if the angels are really watching over me. When your heart feels like it's breaking because of what you've been going through, then it is something I wanna recommend to you. Get on your knees and say a prayer, or go to God and leave it there, because he hears you when you cry. He'll wipe every tear from your eye. Oh, pray.
magic in your body. Yes, it does.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say.
It's 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise, and this is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And I can't remember having so many praise reports, but praise God for praise reports. We're praying and we're praising. Heard from Michelle of Medford. She's praising God because God has touched her back, and the procedure that she went through is working well. And he's delivered her also, I think, from pain in her legs. And she's still praying that God's going to deliver her from smoking. And she's going to go to church today and praise and thank him for all that he's done in her life and doing in her life. That's Michelle of Medford. We're praising God with Jay, who's praising God for direction that he received. Jay, who received direction from God and is praising him for the direction that he's given to him. And then there's B, who's praising God for a touch on his body. B, praising God for a touch on his body. And then there's V, who's also praising God for a financial blessing. V, who's had a financial blessing. And then there's D, who's praising God for victory in his life. D, praising God for victory, for an issue in his life. We're also going to pray for the people in California who have been experiencing the wildfires. A lot of homes have been destroyed. A lot of property has been burned. And also in Louisiana, where there has been a lot of flooding. Saw a woman on television who said that she survived Katrina, but now she's lost her home through all this flooding that's taken place. So we're praying that God's going to minister in their lives in Louisiana as well. Look to God in prayer and in praise. Dear Father, we thank you, Lord, because you're God and beside you there is none other. And we know you're working in the lives of your people. We had all these praise reports today. We thank you, Lord, for Michelle of Medford, who is praising you for your touch on her body, Lord. Her back is feeling a lot better, her legs also. And we pray that you continue to work in her life so she might be delivered from smoking. You made it possible, Lord, for her to go to church. We pray, Lord, that as she goes today, she'll go with a praise on her lips. And may you continue to work mightily in her life, Lord, so that she might be a blessing. And you might continue to work in her behalf. And so she might be a blessing in other lives as well. Because of all that she's received from your hand, may she tell others of the wondrous works. And may great and wondrous things take place in the lives of others because of her faithfulness and her continued trust in you. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, even beyond these things. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And then we're praising God with Jay, who's praising you for direction that he's received from you, so he might continue to do the things that you would have him to do and know the direction that you would have him to go in. That he's praising you for that victory. And we're thanking you, O Lord, for all you're going to accomplish in and through his life in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And then there's B, who's praising you for a touch on his body. Thank you, Lord, for how you work powerfully in his life and how you continue to work, defeating the hand of the enemy and giving him healing and deliverance and victory that you alone can give. And may his life speak for you in the days which are ahead as never before because of the wondrous things that you've accomplished in and through his life. And may many be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Then there's V, who's praising you for a financial blessing. Father, we thank you because you're the provider of every good and every perfect gift. And because of that, Lord, you provide your servant with the financial means, Lord, that he might be able to use these resources, Lord, to bring glory, honor, and praise to your name, as well as blessing into his life and the lives of his family members and others as well. And we thank you for because you are able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. And we're praising you, O God, for the victory that you alone can give in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And then there's D, who's praising you, Lord, for victory. Different situations have come up in his life, Lord, and has he looked to you, has he trusted in you, and he put his faith and confidence in you, has he received direction for you, you've given him victory, Lord, and allowing him to overcome all the various obstacles, Lord, that has come his way. And we're praising with him for the victory that you alone can give. And may you continue to guide and direct his life, make him a greater blessing in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for the individuals who've been had their homes destroyed by wildfires in California and by flooding in Louisiana, Father, we pray that you would minister powerfully in their behalf. We know they're going through difficult times right now, but we pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in their lives. Lord, provide deliverance even out of these situations. And may, as we just heard, that the things you have for them in the future are greater than the things which they've experienced in the past. And may, because of their yielding themselves to you and trusting in you, you might bring about the victory in their lives that you alone can give. And may many look upon them and see what they've gone through and recognize it was you who's brought them through the victories that you're going to have for them. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. It's 7:40 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. I want to inform you or remind you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you as soon as we receive your message. Like I said, if there's no one there, just leave the message and we'll get it. And we'll begin praying for you as soon as we receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise reports before God's throne. As I always say during the program, that nothing encourages faithful prayer more than to hear what God is doing in the lives of others. And we've had all these praise reports today, and so therefore God is working in the behalf of his people. So don't you give up. You hang in there. You keep your faith and your trust in him and allow him to work powerfully in your behalf. He doesn't love these other individuals who are praising him today more than he loves you. So you just get in on the faithful benefits of God and receive all that he has so you can call us and let us know what he's doing in your behalf as well. It's 7:41 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, the Sunday, August 21st, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Charles Jenkins, along with Kevin Vassar and Fellowship Chicago here on Sounds of Praise. And your love is enough. Can somebody say amen? Amen, amen, amen. God so loved the world, that includes you, so you might have the benefits and blessings of his full and free salvation.
Clap those hands like this, come on.
I know that you are with me every day. clap your hands, everybody. Let me go old school. Come on, come on. Clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. I said it's all right. Clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. I said it's all right. Come on. Clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. Everybody, let me hear you say hey.
Mandisa here on Sounds of Praise. Great advice. Let's continue pressing on. That's where our victory is, in the press. Now, you know, this one is going out to you know who. Bishop Andre Crouch, Bishop Marvin, the late Bishop Andre Crouch, Bishop Marvin Winans, let the church say amen. And I'm not going to say a word while the song is playing.
Thank you. everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say. What his word
say,
says.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
say.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead. The church say, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Okay, it's 7:56 here on Sunday, August the 21st. Time to put the wraps on this edition of another edition of Sounds of Praise. And Jay is here getting ready for another 1,000 points of light, so it's time for me to pack the bag and move out to next Sunday. We'll be back next Sunday. We have a ton of new music that I got to get on. I don't know if we're gonna when we're going to be able to do our countdown because there's so much new music that's come in recently. But anyway, we'll do our best to bring you the best of the best, and we'll let you know what's coming up in future programs as well, as soon as I get an idea of what's going on. So until next Sunday, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Who's here bright and early next Sunday morning when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
It could have been me with no food to eat. It could have been me.